If you've ever tried assembling furniture where nothing quite fits together, every screw is a different size, every hole seems like it's a different diameter, you know it's absolute madness. Now imagine that's not just your furniture, but everything. Every machine, every repair, every construction project. Welcome to life before 1841, when one brilliant British engineer decided that enough was enough. Hi and welcome back to the Girl Gone London channel. I'm a dual American and British citizen, and today I'm about to tell you the fascinating story of Joseph Whitworth, the man who quite literally helped hold our modern world together. You see, we take standardized parts for granted today. If you need a replacement screw for something, you just go to the hardware store. But in the early 1800s, every single manufacturer was basically doing their own thing. It was complete chaos. Now, Whitworth looked at this chaos and he was like, guys, there has got to be a better way to do this. But here's where he proved that he was a genius. Instead of actually creating yet another standard, he became sort of an engineering detective. He traveled across England, collecting thousands of screws from different manufacturers, studying them meticulously, and measuring everything down to the smallest detail. Now, let me paint you a picture of his dedication. This man developed measuring tools so precise, they could detect differences of 1/10,000th of an inch. That's like splitting a human hair into 100 pieces and measuring each one. And remember, this was 1841, so he didn't have computers or electronic devices, just pure mechanical ingenuity. But his real breakthrough came when he started looking at the actual shape of screw threads. Everyone else was using sharp and angular threads, like tiny triangles wrapped around the screw. But Whitworth realized that rounded threads with gentle curves actually were far superior. And when I say this is revolutionary, I am not using my American exaggeration. I mean it literally changed the course of history. During the Crimean War, British forces had a massive advantage because their weapons and machinery all used standardized parts. While other armies were struggling with repairs and replacements, British equipment could be fixed quickly and efficiently. It was like having a universal mechanical language while everyone else was off speaking different dialects they were trying to decipher. The impact was so massive that Queen Victoria herself took notice. Now here's where it gets really interesting. When other engineers tried to improve on Whitworth's design with their own sharp angled threads, they quickly discovered something fascinating. These supposedly better designs kept failing under stress. The rounded threads that Whitworth believed in distributed force much more evenly, and this made them significantly stronger. Now Whitworth's work also changed manufacturing. Before him, if your machine broke down, you had to either get parts from the original manufacturer or have new ones custom made. After him, any competent machinist could make replacement parts that would fit perfectly. And the ripple effects were enormous. Factories could now mass produce parts with total confidence that they would fit anywhere. Repair costs plummeted and machine reliability skyrocketed. The entire pace of industrialization accelerated. It's not an exaggeration to say that Whitworth's standards helped build the modern world. Even today, Whitworth's influence is everywhere. That garden hose you used this morning, Whitworth threads. Your grandfather's vintage camera, Whitworth threads. His standard became so universal that we still use his basic principle, even though many countries have switched to metric measurements. Think about that for a moment. In our world of constant upgrades and planned obsolescence, here's an invention from 1841 that's still in use today. And the best part is Whitworth didn't stop at screw threads. He applied the same methodical, precise approach to everything he worked on. He developed industrial standards for all sorts of measurements and tools. He was like the Leonardo da Vinci of precision engineering, except his works weren't just beautiful. They were practical solutions. So the next time you're assembling furniture or fixing something around the house, take a moment to appreciate those perfectly formed threads. They're not just holding your stuff together. They're carrying on the legacy of a British inventor. Now, I hope this story has helped you appreciate how something as seemingly simple as a screw standard could have such a profound impact on our world. Remember that sometimes the most revolutionary changes aren't flashy or dramatic. They're the quiet solutions that make everything possible. Thanks for joining me on this journey through engineering history. As always, leave your comments below. Thanks very much for watching, and I'll see you guys next time.